streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today on this beautiful Friday. And Chandler Jones is joining me in studio. It's a pleasure to have you, Chandler.
Thanks for having me.
Raiders defensive end. We've been having some fun chats in the break here. You watched my brother's film coming out of college.
Yeah.
My brother, Jason Taylor, for those of you who don't know. And you've had an unbelievable career yourself. And you're now with the Las Vegas Raiders, a team I'm very excited about. There's a lot of changes. Last year was something in Las Vegas. But you guys have a new chapter now. And you're back with a coach you know well in Josh McDaniels. So he's had an interesting career so far. Mm-hmm. Very successful, obviously, but his first head coaching stint didn't go so well. And he's talked a lot about what he's going to do differently this time. Mm-hmm. What do you see in him? What's something that we don't know about when it comes to his particular coaching approach?
Yeah, what I admire about Coach McDaniels is his ability to demand the respect of people in the room. And when you're a coach, especially a head coach at that, that's a very good characteristic to have. And one thing people, you know, do know, but it's not magnified enough, is that Josh has the experience. You know, he's been to about 9 Super Bowls and he's won 6, and people don't realize that. And I'm not here to toot up his horn, but I'm tooting his horn. That credit is to a lot of the reason why I went to Las Vegas. Also, beside to play with Max Crosby and having being familiar with the front office. But Josh McDaniels is a hell of a guy. He demands that respect, and I think that's a very great characteristics to have as a head coach.
You can toot his horn. He's your head coach.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
We'll allow it.
That's my guy.
So you mentioned Max Crosby. Yeah. We've had Max on the show before. Big fan of Max. Mm-hmm. But just from, you know, a football standpoint, talk about how beneficial it is to have someone like Max on the line with you.
Well, obviously, when you're playing football, there's 11 guys on each side of the ball. And when you have a player that's a little superhuman, like I'll call Max, or a player that's very talented, sometimes you have to put 2 people on him. And when you do the math, you can't double team everyone.
Right.
So knowing that knowing Max is one of those players that demands double teams, he demands that respect. I thought about that. I said, hey, you know what? I feel like I'm one of those players that demands double teams. They have 11 guys. We have 11 guys. They don't have enough to double team, both right. of us. So the opportunity to rush on the opposite side of Max Crosby, that did credit to a lot of the reason why I came here. But it's going to be fun, and it's been fun. Max loves football. So just being in the locker room with him, his locker's right next to mine, talking to him. He's a guy that loves football, and it makes work easy for sure.
He's talked about working with you so far. Mm-hmm. How would you describe yourself as a vet? Because you're a big man on campus.
Yeah.
So how do you try to influence younger players? Are you kind of like, you know, just a little bit of advice? Are you more aggressive?
You know what? That's a really good question, actually, because just the other day, I kind of had my old man moment. Yeah, for sure. My old man moment. And I'm 32. I've been in the league. This will be my 11th year. But one of the players called me OG. And I kind of looked at him. I'm just like, wow, I didn't know I'm OG. You know, I mm-hmm. think when I first got in the NFL, I was calling Vince Wilfork OG. Hey, what's up, OG? And I think I was sitting there putting my socks on, and I think it was Jonathan Abram. He came up to me, and he's like, hey, AOG, what time we got to go work out? I'm just like, wow, I am OG. I'm OG. But, the guys they welcome me with open arms. Everyone, you know, I'm very easy to talk to. I get along with everyone, so it's been great. The first day there, I did kind of have that first day of school moment. You know, you don't want to do the wrong thing or say the wrong things, but it's definitely cool now.
Yeah, sure. You are OG, Chandler. Yeah. 10 years is OG.
Thanks.
For sure. It's like the first time you get called auntie. I'm like, oh my God. Or they're like, ma'am. I'm like, well, that's fine. I'm in my mid-30s. I'll allow it. Yeah. So Derek Carr is somebody that I think he earned his respect this past year. Yeah. It was a wild place, Las Vegas, last year. And what he was able to do there, I think, put him into a category where if you doubted at least his leadership ability, you were kind of sounding silly. Like he was the soul of that team and kept it straight in a really, you know, turbulent year. What is Derek Carr like? What is his leadership style? Because he seems like he's like a little bit quiet, but he has that little edge to him every once in a while.
Yeah, Derek is, first and foremost, I want to point out that he's a man of faith. And me, I'm also a man of faith. So that's one thing that stood out to me when I came here. And I know Derek. I know him for a while now. But my father's a pastor. And when he found out that Derek was a man of faith, he kind of was like, man, you know, that's where your leader should be. But Derek is a great leader. From being around him, he's a hard worker. That's one thing that I have noticed from being around him is just how hard he works. And not just on the field, you know, in the weight room. You know, he's the first guy in the weight room. There's a few photos that the Raiders have put out that he was entering the building when it was dark outside still. And people are just like, did he spend the night? But no, he was the first guy in the building. So just having that guy, having him around the building, just having young guys see that, you know, that goes a long way because obviously that'll be contagious.
Yeah, that sets the standard. Mm-hmm. We've got Chandler Jones in studio with us. So you guys had another big addition this offseason in Devontae Adams, which I think is wildly significant, especially considering the division that you are in, which I'm sure you're aware is quite tough.
Oh, yeah.
You got some teams in your division.
It'll be fun.
What is their relationship like? Because they've talked about being friends, and I think that's very important. You look at a Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, even Devontae and Aaron. Yeah. Obviously, we'll talk about Tom Brady in a minute, the connection that he's had with receivers over the years, how vital that is. What's their relationship like?
Yeah, from my perspective, those guys, they seem really close. And, you know, they're always with each other. They're always golfing after practice or after OTAs. And you see pictures of them. When he signed here, they had posted a selfie on FaceTime and they had posted on Instagram. But they're very close. And one thing about Devontae that I've learned is that he's a very hard worker. You know, if he doesn't do something right, he'll try to go do it again. He won't say, hey, I got this. He'll go out there and do a rep and repeat the drill. And that goes to show you that he loves football. He loves the game. He's a hard worker. I think him himself is a dangerous person to have for our team, for different defensive coordinators. I would hate to be a defensive coordinator at night going to sleep knowing I have to face Devontae Adams that Sunday. So I'm glad he's on my side, for sure.
Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, your division, I think, is everyone feels is probably the most talented division in football this year, just with the quarterbacks and the weapons and obviously defenses that, you know, you have to go up against. So it's going to be an interesting, exciting season for you guys. So I have to ask you, speaking of hard workers,
of course.
I think it's Tom Brady's last year.
Okay.
I think, you know, I feel like this is the last four. He hasn't said it yet, obviously. He is going to be my coworker when he's done playing. Okay. We know that. Do you have a great Tom Brady story?
Yes. Oh, I have a few.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll go to the furthest one back. It was my rookie year.
Okay.
And it was around OTAs. It was OTA time, and I was getting my ankles taped before practice. And I'm sitting there getting my ankles taped by my trainer, and Tom Brady walks in. I think this is my first time ever seeing him. I know I was on his team. Obviously, he's Tom Brady, but I hadn't seen him yet. And as I'm getting my ankles taped, he comes up to me, and he shakes my hand, and he said, "Hey, Chandler, it's a pleasure to have you on the team." And I said, "Thank you." And I tried to keep my cool. You know, he's Tom Brady.
Of course.
And as soon as he walked out of the room, I told the trainer, I was like, "That was Tom Brady." Called my mom and dad right away. Tom Brady knows my name. Yeah, I had to let them know, like, Tom Brady knows who I am. So that was a pretty cool moment, just being starstruck and being a fan of the Patriots before being a Patriot. So that was a cool Tom Brady moment, which is him introducing himself to me.
I've heard that story, a similar one, mm-hmm. from so many people about Tom. Yeah. And I think it's very telling that mm-hmm. that story is very consistent with his teammates, because intentional people tend to be very successful.
Yeah.
And that's why this, you know, very short retirement to me felt a little off brand for Tom Brady. Everything he does is calculated. And I think sometimes people think being calculated is being manipulative, or there's this like negative connotation to planning.
Right.
And I don't know how Tom Brady could be who he is if he wasn't that way.
Right. That's very true. And one thing I did admire, another thing I admire about Tom is no matter who you were, he knew exactly who you were. He knew the generous full name, first and last name. And that's something when you're in the hallway and you're kind of behind trailing Tom Brady, you're trailing him, and you say, hey, Mike, how you doing this morning? And that's the janitor. It's like Tom Brady's talking to the janitor. And not to degrade anything, but it goes to show you that everyone matters, and it goes to show you their true character. And that kind of stuff rubs off.
Are you surprised that Gronk is hanging it up again?
I am not. And Gronk is quite the character. He's actually a good friend of mine. Who knows? He might come back. Who knows? He might.
I know Gronk pretty well too. I do think that he is going to stay retired now.
I don't know. I saw Gronk play his last snap, and I think he looked fine. So
here's why I say I think he's done, because he did retire once before.
Yeah, he did,
and he got that taste of like not having those car accidents every single week. Yeah. And Gronk is a collision player. Oh, he's not contact. Somebody who avoids contact. Mm-hmm. So he kind of got that, you know, feeling of being retired and not having that, you know, wear and tear on your body. And he also like already retired.
Right.
So yeah. I'm like, why make the announcement again? I feel like he's done.
You think so?
I think so. I wouldn't be surprised. Nothing surprises me anymore, especially because Drew went out right away and was like, hey, you might come back in the middle of the season. Right. So don't get too comfortable with it. But I think he'll probably hang it up.
Gronk, let us know. We all want to know.
Yeah, just shoot us a message and let us know.
Right.
Jimmy Garoppolo is someone else. I admire Jimmy's ability to win.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of questions about him. His body is obviously number one. And, you know, being available is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think availability is the number one skill you can have as a professional athlete. And that's been a struggle for him.
Yeah.
But what is it about Jimmy that he finds ways to win?
Man, I'm such a fan of Jimmy. I'm a believer, because I'm someone that we call him guacamole. Yeah, he's a guap. But he was our scout team quarterback when I was in New England.
Okay.
So to see your scout team quarterback actually win a starting job of an organization and go and take a team to the playoffs, but not just the playoffs, but take a team to the Super Bowl. Didn't win, but that's pretty amazing for, you know, my scout team. I see him as a rookie year. You know, I rub him on his head and tell him to go get stuff, you know. So for him to see him come so far, I know that he's a guy that has a lot of perseverance. He's strong. He's mentally tough. And I'm a fan of him. I wish Jimmy very well. And I know he'll have success wherever he is. But I had the opportunity to play him twice a year last when I was in Arizona. So I always got a chance to chat with him after games, and we were short, but I love Jimmy. He's a great guy. And like I said, I wish him a lot of success.
I think he has a lot of fans in the locker room. Mm-hmm. It's been kind of interesting how San Francisco has played this out with him. But I think if he was healthy, if he didn't have the surgery this offseason, he'd be the number one, one of the number one quarterback on the market just because of his ability to keep winning. So speaking of your division, which of in this you can pass on this if you want to. Which of your three divisional quarterbacks, because you've got some talent in there, Mahomes, Herbert, and now Russ, is the biggest obstacle for the Raiders?
Oh, the biggest obstacle.
Yeah.
That's a great question, but I will still give you a media answer.
You give me a media answer?
I'm going to say Justin Herbert because it's our first game. So that's going to be our biggest obstacle is attacking week
one. That's good. That's very good.
How's that, guys?
That's why you're an OG.
OG.
Because you've been asked these questions before. No, I think Herbert is, look, I'm a, I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I love the Steelers, but I also love the Miami Dolphins for obvious reasons. And I was very high on Herbert after that Rose Bowl. He, when you watch him, what is specifically about him that kind of separates him? Because he has such a unique style, really.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. I hadn't played against him until the Pro Bowl. And it's funny you asked when I watched him because I actually got to play against him in the Pro Bowl, and a lot of times where I was on the field, he was on the field. But one thing I did realize about Justin is his ability to place the ball. And a lot of quarterbacks don't have that. And when I say that, it's not just throwing a good ball, but being able to know how to throw it at the guy's feet. You know, a lot of times quarterbacks, when it's close to the end zone, you're supposed to throw it low. When it's back to the back of the back of the pylon, he's supposed to throw it high. And he had made a throw in the Pro Bowl specifically that I remember, that it was literally right by my feet and I couldn't grab it. And he threw it there on purpose, knowing that, hey, this is away from the defender and this is and it was a touchdown. And for a guy to be that young and having that precise passing like that, it's dangerous. So I'm a fan. Hopefully I can get after him too at the same time.
A fan, but not be good, but not
yeah,
that good.
Not too much of a fan.
Chandler Jones joining us in studio, Raiders defensive end. Gotta ask you about Bill Belichick before you go. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, I have a sneaky suspicion that Bill Belichick is not as as much of a curmudgeon as he puts out. He's obviously very like cranky, you know, we're on to Cincinnati.
Right.
Which I respect. This is very Popovich, you know, those triple OGs have a certain way they want to handle the media, which I get.
Exactly.
But is he a little warmer than he presents publicly, or is he just, he's like that all the time?
I think he
is. Because I've seen some Halloween pictures where he's getting a little loose.
Yeah, I think he is exactly what you see on TV. He's that same person. I'm pretty sure he has his times or he has his moments where he's kind of, he might get a little goofy, who knows. But he's that person. He's the same person that you see, you call mumbling on the news. that's how he talks. And he's a great guy. Like he said, he has a dynasty. And I wish him success for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, NFL coaches. Coach of all time. It's you know, it's been interesting as of late, but I really am looking forward to the tea. Once Brady and Belichick are out of the league and we can get all these documentaries and the stories, it's going to be a good time. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Chandler. It's been great. Awesome to meet you. Best of luck in Vegas. What's something that all the fans don't know about Vegas, about the Las Vegas Raiders that we should expect this year?
Ooh. What the fans don't know is that these Las Vegas Raiders are working hard. We have a team full of guys that are hard workers, guys that love football and guys that are bought in. And I think that's very important and very advantageous for a successful football team.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play this year. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thank
you. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Let's get to Ryan with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right. Great interview there with Chandler Jones, but we're going to talk a little NBA here, Joy. Russell Westbrook has a $47 million player option with the Lakers next season. That's a lot of money for a guy who had probably his worst year as a pro since his rookie year. And he has until June 29th to make that decision. He did struggle in that first season with the Lakers. There are rumors about him potentially getting traded. GM Rob Pelinka said the organization has been in contact with Westbrook about his role if he returns.
I think Darvin and I have had meetings with Russ and have just been honest about how we think he fits with this team and what we expect of him next year if he decides to opt in and be here. And he's ready to embrace a philosophy of defense first as well. And he's made that clear to Darvin and me. If he comes back, he will be embraced here with open arms and want to put a path in front of him to have a successful season.
Saying things that you want to improve on after the season that he had is one thing. Actually doing them when it comes time to play real NBA basketball, I have my doubts.
I have lots of doubts about this Russell Westbrook situation, and it's really frustrating for me because, I mean, there was a time where I just absolutely loved watching Russell Westbrook play basketball.
Of course.
So it is a bit sad for me to see the way that things are ending for Russ. And it's frustrating because I don't think that it can't be salvaged, but that depends on Russell Westbrook. When you reach a point in your career, particularly with a hyper-athletic player, you've got to make adjustments to stay viable in whatever league you're in. And it's like he's been so reluctant to any kind of change, and the results speak for themselves. So it's not like anyone's making up how bad he's been or they're just piling on him for no reason. I think he had an unbelievable opportunity this year to really pick up a mantle and be a leader for this Lakers team. And it was so toxic. That's on Russ. Like he could have really cemented a legacy here in Los Angeles. Lakers fans are very loyal. And
He's from L.A.
Anthony Davis was not available, and rather than keeping them afloat and helping, you know, these other role players, you know, buy in, it just all fell apart. And a lot of that, I don't like putting it on Russ because it should have been on LeBron and Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis isn't available. So it became Russ's deal, but he just couldn't adjust to it. So it's very frustrating. But I think they have to say this because there is a chance they don't move on from Russ. Like there's this idea they're trying, but it's not that simple. So if they do have to have Russ there, they can't just completely burn the bridge. It's on Russ. Like people can change. I believe that. But people change for themselves. They don't change for other people. No matter what, they're like, oh, honey, I'm going to do this for you. Nope, you're doing it because it's benefiting you, which is not a bad thing. But that's the only way that change really sticks. So it's on Russ at this point.
Yeah, and you know something Collins talked about before, the comparisons to even like a player like Cam Newton in the NFL. Same situation. Injuries piled up, always was really reliant on his physical athletic ability, yep. And then it went downhill quick, and he just couldn't make that adjustment. Can Russ... In the one season so far that we saw, the answer to that was a pretty emphatic no. So I think he's got about half of an NBA season to prove otherwise if he sticks with the Lakers. Otherwise, I mean, his contract will expire. I guess someone will take a shot on him for not $47 million at some point, but...
Maybe.
Yeah. Depends on how bad it gets, right? Yeah. We'll go back to the NFL here. Cowboys rookie linebacker Micah Parsons had a dominant season last year, earning Defensive Rookie of the Year. He finished with 13 sacks, just missing the league record of 14.5. He has his sights set even higher for this season, saying 15 is the minimum. 15 is what I want to hit. Definitely 23 is the goal to break that record. I don't ever have an issue with players saying stuff like this. He's got individual goals that he wants to meet. Usually if you meet those individual goals, it means your team's winning. So for him to say something like this, like my goal is to break the single season record, I'm like, yeah, sure. I would hope so. You know, I don't have any issues with that.
Well, particularly at that position, if it's right. like a receiver who's like, I need to hit this many targets right. or this many yards, then I'm like, okay, well, what if it's not benefiting the team that you get all the targets?
Right.
Like that's not part of the game plan. It doesn't translate to winning. For this position, if he hits that, they're going to be awesome.
Right.
And that's okay.
Absolutely.
I also think it is okay for players to have individual goals as long as you know that they are a team player and that it's not all about that. And that's what Micah is. Like Micah has brought an unbelievable energy to this defense, and he was a right now impact player. So I love that he's saying this. I do think you should have goals. I think goals help you achieve things. So, and particularly at that position, I don't think that that's like a harmful thing to say. If it was a receiver, if it's like a quarterback,
right.
it's like, I want to hit this no matter what, then I might feel a little differently. But he can say this, and I hope he does.
Yeah, and you know they're looking for him to put up more production and build on what he did in his rookie season. I mean, him and Trayvon Diggs, they're going to need a lot of production out of them because they got it last season, and they still were not a viable team at the end of the year in the postseason.
Right.
So they're going to need the defense to be as big of a player in their success because, look, we know if you're going to put it all on Dak, you're probably not going to win a ton of games. That's not even Dak's fault. There's a lot of quarterbacks, so you can't put everything on them. You need to have a good defense at least to be able to be competitive in the postseason.
Yeah, there's very few that can do it without that.
Right, exactly. The USFL 2022 awards, the New Jersey Generals were the big winners, and they had four of the awards. Out of the four awards, the Generals won three of them. Receiver Kevontae Turpin won the league MVP. Running back Darius Victor won Offensive Player of the Year, and Mike Riley won Coach of the Year. The Houston Gamblers defensive end Chris Odom rounded out the winners as Defensive Player of the Year. And you can catch those award-winning Generals when they play in the playoffs tomorrow. They kick off with the Philadelphia Stars at 3 Eastern on Fox. The second semifinal will be between the New Orleans Breakers and the Birmingham Stallions at 8 Eastern on NBC.
Very exciting. USFL semifinals start tomorrow. Joel Klatt will be on the call, and he thinks the Generals will win it all, so make sure you don't miss that. That's Ryan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Coming up next on The Herd, I hand out my grades for last night's NBA draft. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today and all next week as he is on vacation. And I will be back with Alex Curry. Ryan Music is in with me today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Really fun show today. Joel Klatt, Fox Sports college football analyst and USFL analyst. The USFL playoffs, the semifinals start this weekend, tomorrow, 3 Eastern on Fox. Mary Kay Cabot joined us as well, Browns beat writer, letting us know what's going on with Baker and Deshaun Watson. Had some great stuff there. John Hollinger, senior NBA columnist for The Athletic and former Grizzlies VP of basketball operations, joined us as well, breaking down the NBA draft. And Chandler Jones was great and with us in studio just a few moments ago. So let's get to my best for last, the NBA draft grades. I'll give not all the teams. We'll do a couple teams. We'll have time for all the teams. And keep in mind, as with any draft grading, we're probably wrong. So don't go, clipping this off for later. I don't feel convicted.
Doesn't matter
about any
if you try
grades.
And preface it. They're going to clip it off anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
You've done this long enough. You know how this works.
I know, but I feel like I could say it so at least I can pull it up.
You could keep the receipts, huh?
I'm also not really grading very tough here. I'm a pushover professor, a doctor, if you will.
That's right.
All right, Ryan, what's the first team?
All right, what grade would you give the Orlando Magic?
I think Orlando Magic give an A. First of all, they made things spicy for everybody because we had no idea that this was happening. I don't know what the smoke screen was for because they had the number one overall pick. John Hollinger said there was, maybe some hesitation trying to figure out if they could do a trade, get more picks, and still get their guy. But they took Paolo Banchero, number one overall, and out of Duke. They reportedly never hosted him for a workout. They didn't speak to him until Monday. So this was really a surprise, I think, even to Paolo, who found out right before he was drafted. And it's the 13th consecutive year a freshman has been taken number one overall. He's a young guy, big, big NBA body. You can see him standing there next to Adam Silver. He is 6'10", 255. So he's going to put on a little bit more weight and a little bit more size, but he's ready to go right now. He was the lead scorer for Duke this year. I feel good about it. They also took Caleb Houston from Michigan in the second round, forward out of Michigan. So love their young core. They're still a little bit of ways away, but they have a really nice, young, talented core. So good pick for the Magic.
What grade would you give the Oklahoma City Thunder?
The Thunder get an A as well. The Thunder are actually a really good drafting team. They have had some down years, but they're a really good drafting team. They took Chet Holmgren, number two overall in the first round. He was the most debated player in this draft. Very, very, very thin frame. So everyone is expecting him to put on some more weight, but John made a good point earlier as well. He doesn't really have the frame to put on much more weight, so we'll see how his body develops. He is a great scorer. He has unbelievable skills for his size, and he's a two-way player. He's great on defense. His coach said he is a really tough kid on top of that. They also got Ousmane Dieng out of France with the number 11 pick, and Jalen Williams out of Santa Clara, and Jalen Williams out of Arkansas. But I like their picks, their young core. They have, I forget where I put the note, but I think they have like 15 first round picks over the next few years. They have a lot of picks. So they're going to be young for a while. Hopefully they develop their players, and in a few years they will be very viable.
What grade do you give the Houston Rockets?
I told you I'm a pushover grader. So the Houston Rockets get an A too. Also, I don't want to come out here and roast anybody and then, you know, 10 years from now they're like first ballot Hall of Famers and I look like an idiot. Also, you know, who knows how this is going to develop into? We really don't know. I'm not going to be that hard of a grader. Jabari Smith Jr. did go to the Houston Rockets. Now, he was projected to go number one overall. We thought he was the consensus number one overall pick before Paolo went number one. And Chet was sort of slotted for OKC, which I think is a great space for Chet. So Houston gets Jabari Smith Jr., which is huge for them. They also took Tari Eason out of LSU and Ty Washington out of Kentucky. He was the highest drafted player in Auburn history, was Jabari Smith Jr. He's a sharp shooting forward. He should pair well with Jalen Green, who was the number two overall pick last year. So they have a very young core. And they traded Christian Wood to the Mavericks this offseason. This is a good fit for them. And kind of a steal, considering that he was supposed to go number one overall. So they get an A.
What grade do you give the Golden State Warriors?
A+.
A+ for the champions.
Why. Everything the Golden State Warriors do is great. So they are an unbelievable development team. They make great choices. That's why they're our current dynasty. They get an A+. They got Patrick Baldwin Jr. from Milwaukee, round one, pick number 28. Ryan Hollins out of Toledo. And Gui Santos from Brazil in round two. I just trust everything the Warriors do. I don't have any questions for them. Whatever you do, I believe in. They've earned that right.
What grade do you give the Los Angeles Lakers?
I'm going to be a little more hostile now. I'm going to give them a B. They got Max Christie out of Michigan State. He's actually a nice player. He's 19. He's very, very young, but they have one of the oldest roster in the NBA. So, you know, he has a lot of potential to develop. They needed a draft pick. So this was a last minute thing, which is why I would give them a B. It was very frantic and last minute, this move. But I like that they did get a draft pick. They desperately needed one. And they have a lot more work to do, but Max Christie is going to learn from LeBron. So there you go. You got that going for you.
What grade do you give your Miami Heat?
I'm also going to be a good Heat fan, and I'm going to say a B. I was kind of shook for a second because I saw the pick. I was like, what is happening here? It's Nikola Jovic, not Jokic, Jovic out of Serbia. He is a forward. He's an impressive scorer. I like the scoring part of it because obviously that is what we struggled with. We, the Miami Heat, struggled with in the postseason. So they get a B.
And last, what do you give the New York Knicks?
The New York Knicks are always a topic of conversation during the draft. But the booing wasn't as aggressive as has been in years past. They get an incomplete. They got Trevor Keels from Duke in round two. They made a lot of moves last night. Traded the number 11 pick, Ousmane Dieng, to Thunder for 3 first round picks. So they made some crazy moves. New York Knicks get an incomplete. Thanks for hanging with us today. Thank you, Ryan. We'll be back on Monday. In for Colin Cowherd, it's Joy Taylor. Enjoy the weekend.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.